the high-powered group of 25 health, addiction and social justice campaigners and organisations is calling for a major overhaul of the drug laws. The group, including the Medical Association, Māori Health Providers and the Mental Health Foundation, wants drug use to be treated as a health issue. It comes after a poll last month found most New Zealanders support decriminalising cannabis after the referendum to legalise the drug failed by a slim margin last year. Hamish Cardwell has more.
Carly Lawton knows intimately the personal cost of a minor drug charge. In her late teens, she was arrested. She had a cannabis pipe on her. And the stigma of the conviction steered her life onto a difficult path.
If it had been treated as a health model when I was first reprimanded, the change could have been completely different. If I was offered a space to heal that wasn't punitive, that I would have been able to create my own space for healing.
She battled addiction for decades, and the punitive response from authorities left her feeling there was no point trying to turn her life around, as any faltering would be met with punishment, not support. Now a youth worker, she sees the impact the drug laws have on people jailed for low-level offending.
They go to prison just using cannabis and then they come out gang members, you know, like these are young people, they've got no choice once they go into the prison system because it's get or be gotten in there.
Now more than 25 health, addiction and social justice organisations say the drug laws are not fit for purpose and want them overhauled. Those who have signed an open letter include the Medical Association, Public Health Association, Hāpai Te Hauora, the Māori Law Society, Just Speak and City Missioners, among others. They say they're just echoing the findings from the government-initiated Mental Health and Addiction Inquiry, the Expert Justice Advisory Group and the Law Commission. Dr. Rauri McCree-Jansen is the clinical director of the National Hauora Coalition. He favours decriminalisation or legalisation because he says being dragged into the justice system is disastrous for young people.
It affects employment, education, income, access to housing, and it's practically unnecessary. Many other jurisdictions around the world are taking a harm reduction approach.
Dr. McCree-Jansen says Māori suffer the most.
Māori, more likely to be stopped and talked to by police, more likely to be charged, more likely to be found guilty, and more likely to receive a harsher sentence. That's our justice system. We need to decouple that from what is a basic health need.
A law change in 2019 gave the police more discretion not to prosecute drug users. They must now consider whether it is in the public interest. But Dr. Rauri McCree-Jansen says there has been no corresponding fall in drug prosecutions. A recent survey by UMR for the Helen Clark Foundation, which campaigned for drug law reform in the cannabis referendum, found nearly 70% support legalisation or decriminalisation. Nearly 49% voted to legalise cannabis in the referendum. Addiction specialist Professor Doug Salmon from Otago University says there is clearly a public appetite for change and the government should reach across the aisle to make it happen.
It's just a no-brainer for the government to have a cross-party agreement about bringing in a decriminalisation along the lines of Portugal, who did this in 2001 with some very positive results for their society.
Professor Doug Salmon says he would ultimately like to see full legalisation, with the government retaining full control of the manufacturing and sale of drugs. For Morning Report, Ko Hamish Kadwalahu.